Coach, how's everything going right now with the ranch in Texas?
Listen, everything is fine. It's just as green as it can be. We've had some rain earlier. Need some rain now, but we've cut the hay and the grass is green and cows are fat and everything is just doing good. I have absolutely zero complaints.
Coach, I want to get into this name, image, and likeness because we talked about it, and you've said for about 7 years joining this program, talked about how they go to school for an education. That's why you're there, having the opportunity for an education and getting to play football is a bonus. You've had a chance to coach a number of NFL athletes that would have made a lot of money with their name, image, and likeness at Alabama, your days even with the Dallas Cowboys from Texas A&M. You've seen a lot of them, and even yourself and a part of the Bear Bryant squad, I'm sure, way back in the day would have gotten a couple endorsements yourself. But, Coach, what do you think of what you've seen go down so far? And now that it's here, do you think they're handling it properly?
I do not. I worry about the guy who doesn't get an opportunity to use his name. Everybody's making money, and he's not making money. Somewhere along the line, it's going to cause a little resentment in my opinion. You know, everybody can't be equal. You can't pay everybody the same thing. But somewhere along the line, the guy that makes a good run, he's going to make a little money. The guy that blocked for him, they don't even know his name. And I worry about that myself.
Is there any tips? You guys are in Texas. We're here in Florida. So obviously, if you don't like the heat, then you wouldn't be living here, or you need to understand how hot it's going to be. But if when it comes down to summer practices, you've had a chance as a player and a coach. Is there any tips or advice you would give the people out there that might be going through summer camps right now or training to get ready for the season?
I sure do. Drink plenty of water. You know, you can dehydrate and have a heat stroke before you know it. But as long as you have plenty of water, you may get too hot and pass out, but you won't have a heat stroke. And so my advice is drink plenty of water before practice, during practice, after practice. Hydrate yourself as much as you can. And if you feel a little woozy, especially if you're a youngster and you're excited about the season getting started, you feel a little woozy, don't feel like you're a baby if you go tell the coach. You know, he wants to know if you're feeling bad, and just use some common sense. And during this hot 2-a-day practice, somewhere somebody is going to fall out because of the heat, and that's, you know, that can be prevented.
Coach, how would you feel they're opening up? We've got SEC Media Days. You've been to a number of them right there in Hoover. But talking about what we've seen so far with athletes being able to now transfer within their own conference, would you be for, against, or be fine with this? I know a lot of coaches don't want one of their players being able to go to another team and be able to give the playbook, the knowledge. What do you think of athletes being able to transfer within their own conference?
First of all, they don't know enough to tell the opposing team or the opposite coach anything. They just know what they do, but as far as understanding the schemes, that wouldn't bother me. The fact that what bothers me is you go to school for an education, and now you transfer because you don't get to play enough football. And we got it all out of whack when that happens. And somewhere along the line, we got to realize that an education is worth something. And just because you don't get to play right away, you're still on your scholarship. You're still getting your education. And I think the transferring is a bad rule. Just a personal opinion, but I think it's a bad rule.
Coach, you look at a lot of teams right now that have an opportunity to try to make that next step, but things have changed a lot in recruiting. People are landing helicopters in high schools. You know, I like your stories of going to church and putting an extra 20 maybe in the basket, but it's changed a lot today. When you look at a lot of recruiting with places like Knoxville, Tennessee, or Lincoln, Nebraska, or Columbia, Missouri, not hotbeds around areas where they used to be able to go out and get a few of those athletes, but they always were able to keep the players in their own backyard, and that's changed over the years. How are those schools going to be able to keep up the name and the dominance? Because schools like Nebraska and Tennessee expect results but haven't seen them in a while.
Well, as long as you win, you're going to be able to get your players, and the great majority of the players should. They don't always do, but they should stay within their own state, go to the state universities. They have several state universities within each state. So my advice is stay close to home. Your parents can watch you play. Your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whoever is not 800 miles away from home. You're happier. You can visit with your parents. So I think it's a mistake when you travel all the way across the country just to go to school and play football.
Coach, when you look at an athlete and getting better over the course of 3 or 4 years, you've been at the college and also the pro level. What is tougher, the first couple years to transition into becoming a great college quarterback or the first couple seasons in the NFL becoming a great NFL quarterback?
I think it's tougher than the NFL. And in college, a great majority of them make their living running the football. And the pros, you've got to throw it. If you can't throw the football in pros, you can forget about it. You can have a good running game and still be effective in the college game. So I just think that they need to understand what they're trying to do and do it to the best of their ability.
Coach, you've seen that you talked about the David Palmer as the folks that you've had an opportunity that carried you guys to national titles, to SEC titles. But when it comes to Tom Brady, the guy, he's having fun with life, you can tell. He's married to Victoria's Secret model. He's got great kids. He's living the life. Now he's down in Tampa where people go to retire, and he's still in his 40s. But to be able to do what he's doing right now in his almost mid-40s at this point, how is that even physically possible?
It's just amazing. He's got to keep himself in great shape. His teammates have got to protect him the best they can, not get hit from the blind side. As long as he sees somebody coming, he can tuck the ball down, take the lick, but it's when somebody gets him from the backside. And so that says that the people are protecting him. If they want him to play for a number of years, they've got to continue to protect him. And so far, that's happened.
Coach, there's been so many great seasons in the debate. It really depends what colors you root for. But when it comes down to the best overall season in SEC football history, a lot of people talk about Joe Burrow or talk about even what Mac Jones just did, Tua, watching Tim Tebow at Florida, Cam Newton at Auburn. Those are some of the names. And obviously the Bo Jacksons, the Herschel Walkers, and so many Alabama players throughout the year. Who is the best player that you ever saw on an SEC football field, and who do you think had the best ever season in SEC history?
Well, the best player is Bo Jackson. I mean, you just can't – he's big and he's strong and he's fast, and he was an outstanding player, played professional baseball as well as football. So when you talk about probably the best in the conference as a player, I'd say probably Bo Jackson. He was a super athlete.
The seasons when you're seeing the quarterback play, do you think – what we saw to Mac Jones and the way that he went undefeated last year, winning a national title for your Crimson Tide, do you believe that he's going to be able to do that in the pros now playing with a very intellectually sound coach in Bill Belichick?
Well, I think that I don't think he'll have the success that he had at Alabama because Alabama's wide receivers was far better than anybody else's wide receivers, and they're better than the defensive backs. I don't think he'll find that true in professional football. Whoever he's playing against is going to have some good cornerbacks, and they're going to be putting pressure on him. So I think he'll be successful. I don't think there's any question about that. But whether or not he'll have the success right away that he had at Alabama, I doubt that.
Coach, you spent about 5 decades around the game of football. It's the summertime. We know it down here at Pensacola Beach. You trying to cross the bridge in Blue Angels Week, 4th of July, vacationers. You try to go get a seafood dinner in Destin, you're going to wait 2 hours even at the place that doesn't even make the best seafood. But when it comes down to it, is there a time during that stretch, because a lot of people say coaches can never shut it down, did you ever find time to get away from the game, or you really can't as a head coach?
Yeah. Most of the time, the month of July, I would take that off. I'd give the players the coaches a month of July off. Somewhere along the line, you've got to shut it down, you recharge your battery, take a little vacation, do something. You're still in tune to what's happening, but somewhere along the line, you need a break, and that's what vacation's all about. I think the coaches at last, Coach Saban, he's been around a long time. I doubt if he has a whole lot of interest other than football, but I think he's a rarity.
And finally, Coach, being around the game in college football, which you're known for, and also you coached in the NFL next to guys, played the Tom Landrys of the world, legends. When it comes down to it, you see a transition of a ton of these college coaches, the Matt Rhules. We're seeing guys now like Urban Meyer even take the chance with Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence. But what's one of the biggest differences in, obviously the recruiting part is the biggest, but what's the biggest difference in trying to coach in college to the NFL?
Well, if you played in the NFL, it's easier to coach in the NFL because the players have a respect for somebody that's been one of them. If you have not had any experience playing or coaching in the NFL, I think it's a tough job for you. And I think these guys that have had success in college and all of a sudden they're going to go into the pros, I think it's going to be a little tougher than they think it is. Where if they played a little and been around the game a little, the players just automatically have a little bit more respect for you. And that's awfully important.
Well, Coach, Texas A&M, that's your alma mater right there. You live in the area as well. You coached Alabama. You'll always be part of it. That's why the statue outside of Bryant Denny in Tuscaloosa right there after winning a national title. But when it comes down to Texas A&M, they've been salivating to be with Jimbo Fisher for a while here, one of the big boys, the big dogs, in that group with the IT group, like I call one of those cell phone commercials with the Alabamas, the Ohio States, the Clemsons, the teams that we have seen there. Even Oklahoma has been in and out, and LSU as well. But when it comes down to it, after what you saw last year and a brand-new quarterback, do you feel Texas A&M has a legit shot to win a national title?
I think it's going to be tough. I think a lot depends on the quarterback. The quarterback performed at a decent rate last year. He wasn't a great quarterback, but I think he kept him in the ball game. So a lot depends on who the quarterback is. They're going to have a new one. If he can step up and have a good game or two early in and get a little confidence, I think they have a chance to have an excellent football team. Whether or not they're going to be good enough to compete for the national championship, I don't know about that because I don't keep that. I'm not that close to the football program, but I know a lot depends on who's playing quarterback.
Well, Coach, it is always an honor to have you on. I know right now it's been a crazy year, and I'm glad that you've been social distancing for a long time out there in Texas. So it was probably a little bit different, but not too far off from your everyday. But I just want to say we really appreciate it back here in Pensacola. It means a lot to our fans, a lot of people that grew up watching you coach those teams in the 90s, and just thank you again for making time for us.
Chad, it's always a joy, and take care of the little girl and holler anytime you want, and we'll do it again.
Sounds great, Coach. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Chad.